Israeli forces were back in the West Bank city of Hebron today, where they arrested several suspected Palestinian militants. The Israeli army is staging almost daily raids into the West Bank as it attempts to stop suicide bombings and other attacks on Israel. As the Israeli-Palestinian violence nears the end of its 20th month, the toll on civilians on both sides continues to mount. Here are two reports on the victims of the violence, the first from NPR's Linda Gradstein.
An ambulance arrives at the gates of the cemetery in a kibbutz north of Tel Aviv. The mourners, Chen and Lior Kanaan, are brought to the funeral in wheelchairs. Both were injured in a suicide bombing at an outdoor cafe in the city of Petah Tikva on Monday night. The Palestinian bomber stood just 2 yards from their table. The blast killed 1-year-old Sinai, the couple's only child, and Chen's mother, Ruti. After the explosion, Lior ran to his daughter, who had been strapped into a stroller, and tried to revive her. The medics told him it was too late. Several hundred friends and relatives have come to the cemetery to say goodbye. The black-draped coffins are wheeled in on gurneys, one full-size, one small. On top of both are bouquets of white roses. Chen Kanaan pushes herself out of the wheelchair. She rests her forearms on her daughter's coffin and lays her head down. She stays that way throughout the eulogies. First to speak is her father, who lost his wife in the attack. Four generations stand here and struggle with the pain of losing you, he says. Friends and relatives describe the Kanaan family as especially close. Yafit Chagai, a friend of Chen, says she was completely devoted to her young daughter. She even changed jobs so she could stay home with Sinai. She wanted so much to be a mother, Chagai said. She gave everything she could to Sinai. Sinai was her treasure, her life. I don't know how she'll go on after her death, she said. Other victims of Monday's suicide bombing are also struggling to cope. 2-year-old Roni Hudisman was very seriously injured in the attack and will need several operations on her stomach and intestines. Doctors say she will be scarred for life. Ephraim Hudisman, the child's grandfather, came to Israel from Europe after the Holocaust.
This is part of your body, part of your mind, part of your health. This is part of you. This is my girl. This is my child.
Switching to Hebrew, Hudisman appeals to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
It's machti netzer. Ani ha'uda yechidi shenishar mishpacha shel 50 ish.
I am the only survivor of a family of 50 people, he said. I planted a flower here, and if that flower is taken from me, I don't know what I'll do. Protect me and all of the flowers, he adds. Chen Kanaan, grieving for her daughter and her mother, has a harsher message. A nation that doesn't uproot baby killers from its midst has lost its moral right to exist, she says. They give these attacks legitimacy, and in the end, they will be destroyed by them. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Kibbutz Shva'im, Israel.